My name is Kristen Curran. I've been ethically propagating native plants in the Columbia River Gorge for over 20 years through my nursery, Humble Roots Nursery, in Mosier, Oregon. Humans and plants have co-evolved in this place, and there is a long history of people in this landscape tending the wild in resilient ways. But with recent increased interest in foraging and wildcrafting by people with only a casual understanding of what they are doing, negative impacts are being seen. There are ways, however, that we can harness the growing interest in foraging and wildcrafting to benefit local ecosystems. In particular, there are a number of non-native invasive species of plants that have edible and medicinal uses, and harvesting these edible and medicinal invasive species from the wild can help to eradicate them and aid native plant populations competing with them for space and nutrients. Good examples of this are dandelion, salsify, St. John's wort, and mullein. Proper plant identification is essential, as mistakes can be made. For example, salsify, also called oyster root, is a taprooted plant whose carrot-like root is edible, and for that reason it was introduced to North America as a food plant by early European settlers. It has since spread rapidly and is a common weed in the wildflower meadows of the Columbia River Gorge. The root is most tender before the plant flowers, but before it flowers, this plant looks nearly identical to, and is incredibly difficult to distinguish from, the green-banded Mariposa lily, Calochortus macrocarpus. The green-banded Mariposa lily is a beautiful native plant that is important for pollinators, but some variations of this lily are very rare, and the species is facing population declines in general. Accidentally mistaking Mariposa lily for salsify and pulling or digging it can endanger this beautiful native lily. While many people approach foraging and wildcrafting of native plants from the perspective of simply obtaining food and medicine, they may not incorporate the botanical and biological perspective, experience, and knowledge needed to harvest native plants in an ethical and sustainable way. Such knowledge can lead to a better understanding of when it is appropriate to harvest a particular plant and when it's not ethical or appropriate to harvest a certain species, and is instead important to refrain from harvesting. What may look like a healthy population of plants could be just a small remnant of what once was. Having a deep connection and relationship with native plants and the places where they grow can help us to be better stewards of them and the land we share with them. We can also cultivate native plants in our own home yards, thus creating healthier ecosystems and backyard habitat where local biodiversity can thrive, and we can learn about and ethically harvest native plants. Foraging and wildcrafting is prohibited throughout the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area.